What are limiting beliefs? What are some ways that they form? And how does it all tie into life, business, and success? Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So we're going to do a video on limiting beliefs and how they tie into business, life, and success. So to start, I'm going to share a little story that you've probably all heard before, but I'll give my little spin on things. All right, let's get started. There's an old story about a man who was walking through an elephant camp, and he noticed that the elephants there weren't kept in cages or held by chains. All that was holding them back from escaping was a small piece of rope tied to one of their legs. The man stood there stunned as he watched the elephants. He was completely confused as to why the elephants didn't just use their strength to break the rope and escape the camp. They could easily, you know, have done that, but instead, they didn't try that at all. Curious and wanting to know why, he asked one of the trainers nearby. The trainer responded, "When they were young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it was enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe that they cannot break away. They believe that the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. These elephants were conditioned to believe a certain way. They easily have the strength, but because of their limiting beliefs, they don't even try to escape." All right, so does this sound familiar? Have you ever expressed a desire to do something different, but found yourself shrieking back with thoughts of self-doubt or making excuses like, "I don't deserve it"? Maybe you were given an opportunity to ask a girl or guy out that you were really attracted to, but chose not to because you didn't want to risk being rejected or hurt again. Or maybe you think that maybe you're not attractive enough. Perhaps you have a desire to make a lot of money, but in the back of your mind, you think it's sinful or selfish. Maybe you want to write a book, but then you tell yourself that no one's going to read it or that it's just going to take too much time. There are a lot of ways that limiting beliefs can show up in our lives. And if you have them, you are not alone. Everyone who has ever accomplished anything has had to face some kind of limiting belief. The fact remains, however similar to how those elephants, with time, they grew big and strong and could have easily just pulled right through that rope, which tied them down, we too, in many ways, we can push past the thing that once tied us down if we dare to challenge our assumptions, our beliefs, and choose to act with courage. This applies to business and life and success. All three things require us to do things which are often uncomfortable, sometimes outside of our area of knowledge, where we can and do make mistakes or others make mistakes, and we even pay the penalty. It's all, however, part of the game, part of the journey, I would say, to becoming a better version of ourselves. Each of us is faced with decisions daily. Each of us has past experiences, words that other people have spoken, uttered, maybe even yelled at us, all of which can and sometimes still impact our beliefs about what we can and cannot do. However, I think that Mark Twain said it best, whether you think that you can or can't, you're right. Our beliefs typically dictate our actions, and actions net us specific results. If we want different results, we have to change our actions. But to change our actions, we have to change how we think and believe. It's not easy. I know, as anyone else who's tried changing their own behaviors knows as well, but it is possible. Others have done it. Others are doing it, which means you can do it too. So in closing, I hope you've enjoyed this quick and dirty little video. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And maybe if you're willing to share, what are some of your limiting beliefs that you might have faced in your life that are kind of holding you back? Or what are some of the ones that you've conquered? And how do they still affect you? How might the knowledge about limiting beliefs improve the odds of you succeeding in your endeavors? Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. guys, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam.
God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.